From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. vetoes U.N. Security Council vote. The U.S. on Monday vetoed a draft U.N. resolution rejecting President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital after all 14 other Security Council members backed the measure. The lone veto cast by U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the U.N. and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23rd, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted Washington's isolation over Trump's announcement that the U.S. embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. Protesters set fire to the offices of the ruling party Monday in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region amid widespread protests over unpaid salaries and suspected corruption. Kurds demanding the resignation of the ruling Kurdish Democratic Party torched its offices in northern Iraq. Demonstrator Azad Sabir. He said, "We've not received salaries for 3 months. So we demonstrate for not paying salaries to civil servants." The Kurdish service said demonstrations were taking place across much of the province. At least 6 people were killed and more than 30 others wounded when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Iraq. Health officials say the bombing occurred in Lashkarga, the capital of the rest of Helmand province, hours after Islamic State terrorists assaulted an Afghan intelligence agency training facility in the capital of Kabul. This is VOA News.